Senator Jeanne Shaheen and her Republican challenger Scott Brown debated for the first time yesterday in North Conway. And as NHPR's Fred Bever reports, both candidates focused more on spelling out big differences in policy than they did on finishing the rehashing the at times pointed attack lines prompted by their respected campaigns.
The charged sloganeering wasn't entirely absent. In his opening statement, Brown delivered his campaign's fundamental argument that Shaheen votes with President Obama and his policies 99% of the time.
That means that you're paying higher taxes. You're paying higher prices for energy. There are fewer jobs. We have a healthcare system that's not functioning properly at this point. And we have an unstable world. Now, last week, the president said this election is about him and his policies, and I agree. So you will have a very clear choice as to who you want to vote for. Somebody who's going to continue to be a rubber stamp for those policies, or somebody who's going to be an independent voter on those issues. Thank you.
Shaheen, meanwhile, made her basic case against Brown that his record is one of doing the bidding of Wall Street and big oil.
And he continues to support subsidies to the oil companies to the tune of over $20 billion. He continues to oppose closing loopholes that not only allow companies to ship jobs overseas, but that actually incentivize them to do that. We had legislation when we both served in the Senate that would have closed those tax loopholes. I supported that legislation. It would have provided incentives to bring jobs back home. My opponent opposed that legislation and went one step further. He's now on the board of a company that has as part of its business model to outsource jobs to China and Mexico. I don't think that's the right approach for us.
But in the main, this debate was one of substance. On the Affordable Care Act, for instance, Brown focused on its stumbles in New Hampshire. He called for the law's repeal and more state autonomy in regulating the healthcare system.
Now, as you remember, Senator Shaheen said you can keep your doctor, you can keep your hospital, you can keep your care facility, you may get a check for $2,500. We found out that that's not true. 10 of our 26 hospitals are outside of the network. It's broken. We can do it better. We can protect the rights and freedoms, the pre-existing conditions, and catastrophic care. If that's what's important to you, sir, then let's go and move forward and get it done. I believe that we can do it better than the federal government.
Shaheen focused on the increased number of New Hampshire residents who now get access to health care they didn't before, and what she says are the law's prospects for future successes. She stressed that four new health insurers are set to join the state's health care exchange next year. She also cited a Congressional Budget Office estimate that pegs the cost of repeal at $1 trillion.
What Scott Brown is proposing would throw tens of thousands of people off of their health care. It will put us back into a system where the insurance companies could deny care for people who have pre-existing conditions, where they could say that women could be discriminated against for being women. Young people could no longer be on their parents' health care. People on Medicare would be denied help for prescription drug coverage that's available under the law. So I think repealing it and having no plan is not the answer.
And while they were never asked directly about partisanship in Washington, both took pains to show that they could reach across the aisle. Shaheen repeatedly name-checked Republicans she had worked or agreed with on issues.
With Tom Coburn, Republican from Oklahoma, to try and address the vehicle budgets. That immigration reform, which was supported by Senator Ayotte and by a majority of the senators, passed with a strong bipartisan. It's one of the reasons I've worked with Senator Bozeman, who's a Republican, worked with Johnny Isaacson, Republican from Georgia, to try and work with John McCain to try and get rid of a duplicative program.
Brown, who's staked his campaign on casting Shaheen as a partisan Democrat, was having none of it. He cited independent reports that found that when he was in the Senate, he voted against the majority in his own party roughly 50% of the time.
I'm running because I care about our state. I care about our country. I'm trying to move forward in an independent manner. If your issue's gridlock, then I'm the guy to sit down there. I was 50-50.
At one point, the two did manage a brief detente. Even though both have been criticized for missing committee meetings, Shaheen on ISIS, Brown on border security, they agreed it's physically impossible for senators to make it to every hearing due to overlapping commitments. But still, they couldn't quite let it go. Each said there were some key meetings that the other should have attended. Scott Brown and Jeanne Shaheen are slated to debate three more times. All will be televised. For NHPR News, I'm Fred Bever.